Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everybody to the show, it's Real Talk. Panel full of open minds, giving you real thoughts. You always gonna get the realest. Beyond the title to opinions, don't get in your feelings. To further assess, breaking it down, we bring on an expert. Scroll through our history, here's some of our experts. May of 2013, marks the beginning. Passion and dedication, that was the engine. Shouts to Grip for producing the track. Pissing the recipe, and he came up with crack. Back to this Real Talk, you should really check us out. Providing voices for the people, this is what we about. Bringing skills and talented guests on from different places. Holla welcome, different views, different races. Hit the top, it's intriguing, we on it. It's Real Talk Radio, the best ones doing it. Instead of pick people's interest, going deep, got people's faces frowning like incest. Can't rock out with us, you got a thin chest. We make our name hold weight, that's the bench press. If you're an up and comer, this is where to be. You're gonna get a good look, that's a guarantee. That is what we desire on. So if you think you're seriously funny, then you can ride along. Been podcasting for years with some veterans. It's one of those days we could be a medicine. Listen, got choices, it's all on them. Either check the store online or you can call on them. Doesn't matter your political views, you can call it how you see it. Say whatever you choose, there's no censor. It's all good when you rock with us. When they hear Real Talk, come chop it up. Conspiracy theories, Barbies, superstorms, online dating, that's the type that's really on. Why men cheat? Why women better at it? Why you black gotta witness so many foolish tragedies? Why you 30 still making twerk videos? Why narcissists victimize and want pity though? These are things that we all wanna know. Why you at the right place, cause we attracted on the show. Models, actors, authors, rappers, singers, producers, atheists, pastors, shouts to supporters, helping us grow faster. It's all love, we embrace fellow podcasters. Sports, dating, family, politics. Other shows so they dig us but won't acknowledge it. Acknowledge it. If we come together, we can make a union. It's Real Talk Radio. Tune in, tune in, tune in, tune in.
What's good, everybody? Welcome to It's Real Talk Radio with Hey Real and Bobby G. We're here. We're back. You know, we're good. What's good, Bobby?
Hey, what's good, Tay? How you doing, everybody? Welcome to It's Real Talk Radio. Happy holidays. Like I say, happy holidays to all. I hope everyone's having a good holiday season. You know, making the best of it, you know, especially with everything that's going on. You know, with the spike and the Omicron talk and all this stuff, hopefully everybody's okay and their families. So, all right. So, yep.
No doubt.
So what's been going on with you, Jay?
Man, I've been chilling, man. You know, I've been chilling, man. I've been doing all right. I've been, you know, having some good times lately, you know, like,
excellent.
You know, I'm just gonna say, shout out to the ones who, you know what I mean, just help life be smoother. You know what I mean. The ones that's just like not there to be a thorn. The ones that's just, you know, encouraging, appreciative of who you are, and accept you for who you are. Any friend or family member you got that just, like, you know what I mean, make you feel like that you matter and that your existence is meaningful and you impact them in a positive way and they appreciate you, you know what I mean? Big them up. Like, anybody you got in your life like that, big them up, appreciate them because you know, it's you don't get a lot of those people in life. You know what I mean? Most people just existing, and you know, they just existing. It's like, man, whatever, you cool or whatever. But I'm right about my own stuff. So some people who are like, you know, appreciate you and let you know or show it, it's like, yeah, you know what I mean? You gotta appreciate that, because it's just, you don't get that a lot, you know, in today's society.
Right.
You know,
right.
So I'm just saying, shout out to all the kings and queens, man. Shout out to all the kings and queens that's not toxic, you know, that's about their people, you know what I mean? That
sure.
Wear their pride proudly, you know what I mean? And
sure.
That's just all want to help us make this better for the future generations to come. You know what I mean? And ones that just like, you know, want to, for their fellow brother, for their fellow sister, just want to just have good relationships, build community, you know what I mean? And just come together and just make positive steps forward. You know what I mean? So shout out
sorry.
To the kings and queens, man. If you ain't on that type of time, you ain't no king, you ain't no queen. If you out there, you know, slanging and shooting the block up and corrupting your community, you're not a king or a queen. You know what I mean? You out there gangbanging, you're not a king or a queen. In order to be a king or a queen, in order to have royal status, is how you conduct yourself. It's not a birthright. It's, you know, partially a birthright, but you still got to conduct yourself the right, proper way.
That's such.
You know what I mean? You got to handle yourself the right way. You know what I mean? You got to be respectful of people. You know what I mean? At least your people. Be respectful of your own people, your own neighbor, your brothers and sisters. You know what I mean? Watch how you talk to people. Watch how you treat people. You know, sit down,
yes,
come to the table and try to have a conversation before you take things left and want to take it to the next level. You know, give back in some way, shape, or form, at least to the youth. You
right.
know what I mean?
Yes, yes. Now, also, people, you guys got to be accountable. You have to be accountable. You
That's
did
a good
something,
one.
You know, you. You know you did something and it was on you, you have to man up or woman up and be like, you know what? Yeah, I could have handled things better. And go and apologize to that man or woman and try to make things better. And not just say apologize, but you have to show that you apologize by not ever letting things happen again in that manner. So you have to mean it. So, yeah, accountability is very important. For everyone, you know, from the youth on up to the adult. So, but yeah, so definitely, gotta hold yourself accountable. Okay, you have to. So that's the way.
Sure.
You command. That's how you get respected. When you hold yourself accountable. So.
For sure, that's a good one.
Yeah.
And so, with that said, tonight. We're talking inmates earning pennies for work is modern-day slavery. So we're talking about people who are incarcerated, you know, people who are locked up in jail, in prison, you know, how they slave them, making them work, you know, and they're just getting paid, what, 10 cents, 15 cents an hour. I think I was told the highest paying job was like 40 cents an hour in the kitchen or something. That was like the highest paying job, I believe. So, you know, it's crazy that regardless people locked up or whatever, the fact that you can have them actually work, you know, even doing manual labor, like really working, you know what I mean? Slaving in the kitchen or damn cleaning the damn bathroom or whatever you got them doing. And they have them making pennies. It's just crazy to me. And I got friends who are locked up, you know. And so that was, like, part of the motivation. I was talking to one of my friends that's locked up, and he was telling me about, you know, his little gig at the jail and the pennies that they pay him. And I was like, you know what? He gave me an idea, man. Let me, I'm going to do a show on this, right? So I told him I wanted to do a show on it. Then I was like, you know what? Man, if you could document, like, you know, the experience, like, write it down for me so I can go over it, you know. And he was like, yeah. And he was like, he was going to get one of the, I don't think it was a celly, but another inmate to share that experience too, right? And so he wrote me a letter. I haven't even opened it yet. I said, I'm going to just wait until the show. So I'm going to open this letter right now. You know what I mean? Haven't read it yet. I'm going to open it right now and read it live on air. You know, I have the permission, you know, their consent to read it live on air. You know what I mean? And share their stories.
And just to add on what you were saying.
He told us something from an article. Cool.
Yeah. According to the Federal Bureau of Prisons, federal inmates earn 12 cents to 40 cents per hour for jobs serving the prison and 23 cents to $1.15 per hour in federal prison industry factories. So, yeah, you were right. They earn,
and that's federal. Like, you know, that's for the people that's doing fair time. Most people is doing state time. So,
right.
you know, state time, you're not getting over that, 40 cents,
right?
That was 40 or 45 cents, whatever. You're not getting more than that. Yeah.
Right. Definitely. Right.
It's crazy.
Right. So, it's just cheap labor for them. It's cheap labor. You know, it's like someone going, they get a product from China, selling it here, or getting it made in China, and, you know, the slave labor, and selling it here for an arm and a leg. You know, a lot of people here have been doing it for years, people here in the United States. So that's been going on for years. People go buy from China for a low price and then sell it here for more than double, maybe more than triple. So, and get paid. A lot of people are getting paid from that overseas, you know, labor cost, you know what I mean? So, if they would have been paying someone here for the same product, they would have been paying a lot more than how much they've been getting it for in China.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Let's see, I'm looking at it. He sent some articles and stuff, so I'm going through it. There is one letter. I thought my homeboy's letter was, I'm going to check the app. Like, my homeboy might have wrote me separately on the app. This is a physical letter. This is typed up. And I think his friend that's locked up might have been the one that looks like the one that put this letter together. Let me just go ahead and read it, man. Hold on. You know what? Before I even read it in a second, I want to see if my homeboy might have actually wrote his on the app and emailed it. Let me check that out. Oh, well, pardon me. Ooh, I mean, things been good, but I'll be lying to you. I told you I've been getting a lot of sleep lately. That's the only thing. Not been getting the proper sleep, I'll be honest. Mm-hmm. Let's
see. Well, I'm looking at another page, and it looks like, from what I'm seeing here, it was that rate from the time, from that year. But now I'm looking at something called truthout.org. Prison laborers are paid pennies to maintain the prisons. But what it's saying is that core craft's maximum wage of 65 cents per hour may be worth less than a pack of chewing gum, but it's actually the highest paying job offered to, now this is from this year, 2021. The other one I saw, it was like a couple of years back. I think it was 17 or something like that. So this is a more later post on that. So, yeah. So let's see. Okay. Yeah, so it looks like it did go up, but let's just, hey, come on, it's still under a dollar an hour, which is still, it's still slave labor. Either way you look at it, it doesn't really, it may have went up a couple of cents, but, you know, someone in out in the world, you know, doing any job, like, first of all, in New York, minimum wage is $15, so... Now, doing a skill job like that, you're going to have to get more money. So, like, some of the jobs they actually do. So, some of them are making, you know, designing clothes, making, like, doing, like, clothes, tailoring, and just doing stuff in that field and, like, that industry. And some people are making, I think, license plates for motor vehicles, you know. There's a lot of different jobs they do, you know. Some of them even work, you know, outside of the system. They're taking work at some of these factories that employ these people and pay them. They're still getting the prison, you know, wages, you know. So it's kind of messed up. I mean, because you're an inmate, you can't make the wages of someone when you're doing that same job of someone in the streets based on whatever state you live in, even the minimum wage. Like, you're not even getting minimum wage. So that's slavery. It's just they're taking advantage of inmates, you know, to make them lots of money. It's slave labor.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, it's like it went from the plantation to the prisons.
You know, there you go.
Went from the plantation to the prison.
Yeah. There you go. There you go.
So
that's crazy, man. Looks like the inmate, my homeboy's friend, right? Looks like his is more focused on lifers, like, you know, people that sentence to life. I'm going to just read the letter, man, because my homeboy, I checked the app and checked this actual letter, and there's nothing else from him as far as something he wrote. I had to go based on just, you know, what we pull up and what conversations me and my guys did have, who I incarcerated. I should have got some sleep. I ain't gonna lie. Woo. Okay.
Yeah.
Trying to get this better. See what this guy. And I got permission to use their names. So I'm just gonna call them Robert. I'm not gonna put his last name. You and I got permission. We use the full name. I'm still not gonna put the full name. I'm just gonna say Robert. So death by incarceration in Pennsylvania state prisons. Pennsylvania has 5,500 men, women, and children sentenced to life without parole. We are sentenced to remain in here until the day we die. No chance at parole. No redemption, mercy, or compassion. PA leaves the nation. Yes, the entire United States of America, with our state's population of human beings that they lock up for 30, 40, or 50 plus years until they die from age or disease. Most of these human beings committed their crime when they were in their late teens, early 20s. Age in no way excuses taking someone's life, but in this state, the circumstances of the crime are not allowed to be considered. If you are charged with first or second degree murder, you will automatically be sentenced to life in prison with no chance of parole. We have over 1,000 human beings locked up who were the co-defendant of the actual killer. 1,000 who did not take a life, yet they are also sentenced to die in prison. I am in my 24th year for first degree murder. Our state is so Republican dominated that we cannot get any meaningful change. When the world is changing, Pennsylvania continues to be stuck in the past. The USA is the leader of the free world. As Americans, we are supposed to set the moral standards for the rest of the world, yet in PA, we are not willing to consider second chances to rehabilitated men and women who have served 30-plus years of incarceration. 44 states offer parole eligibility to people who sentenced to life in prison, yet PA continues to incarcerate for lifetimes. Nothing can bring back a victim, but the purpose of correctional facilities is to correct, rehabilitate, not enact vengeance on and kill. But that's what this state does. I am one of those serving a death by incarceration sentence. Do we as a society believe in second chances, redemption, forgiveness, mercy, and compassion? How much time is enough? How much revenge does the state want to continue to carry out? The Pennsylvania Department of Corrections has stated that prisoners aged 50 plus are called geriatric, and they are the last likely to reoffend. These human beings have served decades in prison, yet are unable to earn a second chance or find any mercy. The United States Supreme Court mandated the release of thousands of juvenile lifers. Pennsylvania led the nation with sentencing children to die in prison. They were the experiment. Was it safe to release hundreds of people convicted of murder and keep society safe? Yes. It has been proven that society is safe. Not one juvenile lifer in PA who has been released has taken another life. This is an issue that is plaguing America and costing taxpayers billions of dollars each year. If you are interested in learning more about this issue, hear more about the facts, data, please email me. And so he definitely wants me to use his whole name, if he even got the email address. Please email me at Robert Pazeka. That's Robert Pazeka, Paul Elephant, Zebra Zebra, Echo, Car Alpha. Robert Pazeka at gmail.com. We currently have two legislative bills that would allow for second chances for rehabilitated human beings. Contact me to learn more. Thank you. Sincerely, Robert Pazeka. And I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but I'm trying. Rehabilitated life for prisoners' lives matter too. Robert Pazeka. What did you think of that, Bobby?
I thought that was very interesting. You know, someone who is doing life and, you know, letting people know what's going on in the system, up there. And so, yeah, that's real. That's real talk right there. So, you know, it's messed up, but it is what it is. For now, hopefully some type of change can happen in the near future. You know, hopefully some change can happen in the near future. So, I mean, just because someone is, you know, doing time, they're doing the time for the crime. First of all, hopefully it's the hopefully the punishment is suitable or fits the crime, first of all. Because you know sometimes, you already know, you can take a black man and a white man, and they both have the same record, the same amount of, the same exact record, basically, like, you know, and then, but they will both get a totally different sentence from the judge, you know. We have seen that so many times, like where the black man gets years, or black woman gets all these years, when the white man gets a slap on the wrist. They have the same, they did the same crime, and their background history record is the same. So that's very frustrating when I see that. I can't stand what's going on with the system. The system sucks. That's just the real. The system sucks. But when it comes to you know, people of color, you know, that's just the way it is. You know, that's why a lot of us really need to learn the system. They need to learn the laws. They need to read the whatever state they're in. They need to read that book. That book of the, you know, that law book of prisons. You know, anything that has to do with that state's law and prison and anything. You know, so that they could probably find loopholes, you know, to, you know, find a way to possibly shorten a sentence or to get out completely, you know, based on whatever crime that they have done, you know. So, and then there's, and that's another thing. There's people that's locked up for crimes that they didn't commit. You also see that a lot, too. People doing years, something they gotta do. Yeah, so, and then it turns out 10, 15, 20 years later, it's found that that person was innocent. Like, how do you repay somebody? How do you now, you know, letting them out and say, oh, man, you know, we messed up. You know, my bad. You know, what do you say to someone like that? If you just took their life, took all these years out of their life, like, what do you do? I don't even know how much money would help, you know, help them. Like, even with money, like, how do you repay? How much money does it take to repay them? I don't think any amount of money really can repay them for that time. But,
yeah,
you know, that is just, you know, unbelievable, man. You know, so, I mean, it is good when they get it right and people, you know, come home. But, you know, which is good. I'm glad for that. But, man, that's terrible. Yeah, that's how you would face somebody. But, anyway.
Yeah, so, I mean, when I was talking to my boy, he was just telling me how, like, man, like, it's crazy to just know that when you was home, you was making whatever your state's minimum wage is at minimum, and now you could have you could be doing the same job at a jail, but because you're an inmate, it's like your life doesn't matter. Like, it's just like treat you like you're a scum. First of all, they don't even know if you really, you know what I mean, did it, unless they just had some type of proof. You had a high profile case and everybody just knows you did it. You know what I mean? But they don't necessarily know you did it just because you're there. Just because you're convicted does not mean you did it. So,
correct.
It's crazy that they just get treated how they get treated, and then they work to literally get paid pennies. Like, it's just like, man, I can't imagine, like, scrubbing toilets and doing stuff like that and making 28 cents an hour. Like, are you serious? You know what I mean?
You know,
it's like, why
yeah.
is this even allowed? Like, why? What was you about to say about me?
You know why? This is why I think they allow that to happen. Because they look at it like this. they look at it as an inmate is getting free room and board and food, you know what I mean? So if they want to work and make some money, they're not going to make what a person make on the street who has to pay rent, who has to pay bills, this, that, and the other. So I think, that's my opinion. I think that's why they do that. Since you're already getting, even though you're not getting, you know, you're not even getting hotel six accommodations, but you know, you still have a, you're still, you know, you're still sleeping and eating and everything. And they look at it as free, which is really not. But that's the way they look at it. So we're not going to give you this money here like that. You're going to get a lot less, and because you already get free moving board. You know, three.
But what about the people that? What about the people who need jobs or who can use those jobs? You got the COs and stuff there, but what about the people that really need jobs? That could be jobs for real people out here that's struggling and that need a job. That could open up the market for more jobs. But now you got to pay the inmates in the hood so you can pay them pennies. I just think that's wrong. Because, of course, they're going to be desperate. You're knocked up. You ain't got nothing to do anyway. So just to be able to probably get more access to being outside the selling stuff, you got your little gig, and you ain't stuck sitting, you know what I mean? I don't understand really how the jail politics work. I'm just imagining, like, you know, you feel the way that you're making, let's say, 17 cents an hour. You know, you and your feelings about it a little bit, but what do you want to do? Just sit in your cell and wither away? You know?
Exactly.
What do you want to do? I mean, it's a chance for you to get out and be a little active at least, so you're going to just do it anyway. Say, screw it, I'm here.
There you go.
Might as well just do it, so I got something to do. And it's like, man, that is crazy. That is real slavery. That's modern-day slavery, like.
Modern-day slavery.
You know what I mean? Like, how they just, you know. And I've been locked up before. I've never been to prison, but I have been to jail. And I see how the COs treat you, and it's like, man, like, wow. Like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been there, too. Yeah.
Like,
so,
you know what I mean? Like, when you're in jail, you ain't even had your trial yet. Like, you still waiting trial, and they acting like you already convicted. It's like, man.
That's the way they treat you. Yeah. That's the way they treat you. See, anyone that walks through that gate is already convicted. That's the way they look at you. You're already convicted. They're not, even though, you know, you didn't even get to trial. You're not proven innocent or guilty yet, you know? So there's a lot of people that's proven innocent. But when you went there, you're already, they look at you as convicted. So they treat you as convicted. So, yeah.
Yeah, man.
So that's the system. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, I don't like it at all, to be honest. I don't like it at all, like.
Yeah, and that's
no crazy.
A person from the street, right? Anybody would go to work at a prison and get the salary or whatever that job pays who's out in the state. You know, you can get people from the outside just to go to the prison and work. You don't have to, you know, hire the inmates and give them pennies to go mop the floor or go work in the kitchen or whatever the things that they do in there. So you can get people from the outside to come to the prison and work and then leave the prison. You know, but they don't want to do that because they're going to have to pay them the regular rates. You know, they'd rather pay the slave, you know, whatever, 60 cents an hour or whatever. Whatever it is, you know, so that works out better for them. Watch that movie, what was that movie I saw with Tim Robbins? Shawshank Redemption. They was doing that with them, too.
That's my movie. You know, but
I
need to watch
it.
I ain't watching it in a while, but that's my movie.
Yeah, that's it. Talk about that. That what we're talking about now, that's what they was doing with them inmates, have them, you know, working on a roof with the tar and everything. Took them out of the prison to work out there. And Tim Robbins, you know, he was a banker, so he knew about finance and taxes and all that, how these COs can keep most of their money and not give it to Uncle Sam. And, you know, he was helping them. And so at first they thought they just thought he was talking trash and they was going to try to throw him off the roof, one of the COs. But then once he finally got what Tim was saying, and he pulled him back, and Tim wanted, and all Tim asked him to do was to get everybody, all the inmates, a beer. Everybody a beer on the roof. They was all sitting there happy to drink a beer. And they was in jail, so I never had a cold beer. So, and well, I haven't had one in a while, whatever. So, well, great movie. But they also talk about that whole thing. If you watch the movie, but I know you've seen it, but anyone out here listening, yes, it talks about the whole thing, sending prisoners to work outside of the prison, work on the highways or the fields, and you know, slave labor, basically slave labor. Same thing you're talking about. So, talks about that in there as well. So, but yeah, it's sad, you know. But this is, you know, something that happens. And even if, like I said once again, even if a person gets convicted and does time in prison, I don't think they should. If they're going to do a job in prison, they should get paid way more than that, at least minimum wage, you know, for whatever whatever state they're in. Whatever the minimum wage is for that state, they should at least give them that. What do you think about that? If they're not going to hire, you know, if they're not going to hire someone from the outside to come there and work, if you're going to hire them, pay them the state minimum wage for that, you know, city and state. For that state, so. And that's, and to be honest with you, even the minimum wage is not what some, a lot, depending on the job, the position, you know, someone out in the, on the other side of the fence is probably going to make way more money, you know, for that same position. Or at least give them the state's minimum wage, you know. They can at least feel like a human being, you know. So it's ridiculous, man. Yeah, I would be one pissed off dude, you know, if I had to do a bid like that and be forced to have to work for 60 cents an hour or 40 cents an hour or whatever it is, depending on what. If I'm in a fair, doing fair time or state time, whatever it is.
What can you do with that? Like, with that little bit of money, what can you buy with that? Like, it's just, I don't know. I just,
that's
the
what
whole
I'm saying.
System, like, you know what I mean? Like, there's just so many stories that people told me, even some stuff I've seen. Like, imagine eating toilet paper in your cell and you telling the CO and they're just looking at you like you're dumb. It's like, man, I need, you know what I mean? I'm just saying, like, just, like, I don't know, man. It's crazy. But just because somebody is incarcerated does not necessarily mean they're guilty. This does not mean that
there
they can't treat them.
Right.
Like, to just, you know what I mean, take advantage. And that's all it is taking advantage of vulnerable people. And people, out of desperation.
Yeah.
I say desperation, people are
taking these jobs, right? You're taking these jobs out of desperation because what else can you do? You're there. So, and there's a lot of, you know, like you just said, there's a lot of people, because you're incarcerated, doesn't mean you're guilty. They're going to just look at you as you're guilty. You could be, you just didn't win your case. So you just looked at it as guilty because you didn't win your case. So they have no evidence. But there's people that's innocent, but they just couldn't prove their case and they're bad, guilty. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we all know it's what can you prove. If you can't prove it, you're going to be considered guilty and you're going to do time.
Yeah. So Bobby and I were just let the listeners know that you probably noticed some inconsistencies. Like you'll see us air for a few weeks in a row, and then you'll see 1 or 2 weeks sometimes, or however long this. And all I can say is real life be happening, and we just, you know what I mean, just do the best we can, try and make time, you know what I mean? But until this show is paying bills and stuff, it can't be too high on the priority list, you know what I mean? We gotta handle real life stuff, and that's the reason why a lot of times you're looking, we won't necessarily air the next week or whatever. You know, but we're going to do a New Year's show. God willing, the game plan is to do a New Year's show. Then after that, you know, probably not going to talk and see what's the next move, because doing this and kind of being at the standstill and, you know, not really able to maximize our potential the way we like, you know what I mean? So, but over the years, we built, a foundation, and, we've really just been doing the best we can, making ourselves available, talking about these different things, bringing guests and all that stuff, and... It's time to,
like,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Nothing but great, real issues, man. Like, you can just, pick a show, any show, and listen to it. And it's all real. That's why it's, real talk radio. Good quality conversations. Guests, we had a bunch of great guests here, and the show it's just great, man. You can sit back and listen to stuff that's been going on in the world, whether it was negative or positive. We cover everything, we cover it. Definitely great for people who want to listen to some real quality stuff and not really listen to that. No disrespect to anybody else, but, like I said, if you want to listen to the real stuff, we're one of those platforms where you can listen to real stuff. There's other, depending on what route you're going, if you want to go that route, that's all good, whatever route you want to go. But when you decide you want to listen to some real topics, real issues that's going on in the world, this is definitely one of those platforms. There's a lot of platforms out there, but we're there too. We're there with all the best of them. And hats off to the other good platforms as well. But we are definitely one of them. It is the platform that we're on. It is what it is. So I will say this about this platform. It gives us, there's no censorship. So that's what I love about this too. You could talk about things that if you was on another platform, they would cut your show, cancel it, tell you this, you violated this, that, and the other. But with this platform, no censorship. Not yet, anyway. So far, so good. No one's saying, you can't say that. That's misinformation or whatever. You know what I mean? You have the right, you can say whatever you want to say. And there's other platforms like that, out there. But this is what, we are talking about now. We will be somewhere. We will be somewhere. But, we'll keep you guys, we'll keep you posted. So it doesn't keep you focused. You know, so yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Well, y'all gotta this is real talk with you. I'm gonna be honest. I definitely wanted to do it because I'm like, man, been inconsistent, you know what I mean? Only air once a week, you know, and we wind it down at the end of the year, you know, and you need some type of content to put out there. And this is just real talk right here, like straight up, like just from a real conversation with my homeboy who happens to be backed up. And like I was saying, most of the jobs, you ain't even getting 40-something now, you know what I mean? You might be getting 10, you know? So what you going to do with that? Get by your little what, you know? Like, get your little stuff you need, and get your little meals or something. Well, what you going to really like?
You can't really do that, right? Yeah.
Bobby.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you a question because we're going to just talk, you know what I mean? We just have a little talk, man. Did you hear about Kyrie Irving? Kyrie Irving,
yes.
KD, and one other person being cleared for,
yes.
You know, the play or whatever?
Yes, they cleared to come back and play. Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and LaMarcus Aldridge.
Right.
Now, KD. I mean, you know, they should be back at their next home game. I think it's sometime, you know, this week. Now, since Kyrie, you know, he still can't play the home game, so their next road game would be the 5th of January. But if he's not there at the 5th, he should definitely be there when they play in Chicago against the Bulls. So we should see Kyrie on January 5th or whatever date they play the Bulls on the road. I'm not sure the exact date of that one. It might be the 10th or the 11th, something like that. But, yeah. But the thing is, yeah, so that is great. But it's so messed up.
I look forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing Kyrie. Kyrie has not played this year. He stood firm. He put his foot down. He wasn't budging, you know. We haven't seen Kyrie since
the season started.
Yeah, I'm about to say his injury. I forgot. That's usually what his annual injury is, the political reasons, basically. You know, and he's still not taking the shot, not taking the vaccine, his game plan is still not to take the vaccine. And because he plays in the New York market, the same thing would apply to
New York has
Knicks.
The mandate. That's
right. Like, you cannot play, you can't play professional sports at least in a closed-in environment, which an arena is, and not be vaccinated. You know what I mean? And so,
but let me just say something about that. What's so bugged out or what's so crazy about that, right? You know, there's players that plays in other states, right, that doesn't have a mandate. So where a lot of players don't have to be vaccinated, right? When they come to play the Brooklyn Nets or the New York Knicks, they can come and play. These unvaccinated people from, you know, they can come and play in New York. You know, they don't take them out. Or someone that's not vaccinated, they will play in New York. That's what's so weird about that. Because you play for New York, that's your home state, you can't play in your arena, you know, at home. But you can go play on the road in the places that's not mandated. So that's but a player from another state that's not vaccinated, and they don't have to. They just got to get, I guess, tested or whatever. They can come and play in New York. What do you think about that? That's crazy, right?
I mean, yeah, and you know this to actually be true. Like, this ain't no speculation. You're saying this is actually true? Because that's a huge double standard.
This is a double standard, right. you know, and I have to confirm it, but I've been hearing that. I believe it's actually true, but I haven't confirmed it. But I've been hearing that for a while from people. So I didn't, like, fact-check it myself. I'm not going to lie. But I can fact-check it and find out. And, yeah, but if that's the case, that's not cool at all. And another thing is this. They only want to bring Kyrie back because six Brooklyn Nets players was all in the health and safety protocol. So when they could have been having him playing, they could have been having him playing, you know, from the beginning of the season, play those, the road games. So now you want to bring him back. You know, that I don't think that's cool. I think I'm glad to have him. I just didn't feel like this. If you want to bring him back now, why not pay him for those other road games? Because they were the one who chose to sit him out for those games. You know, the organization. Now you want to bring him back only because six players are out. Now you want to, you have no other choice but to let him play the road game, pass people. So, you know, what do you think about that? Yeah, I think they should pay him those, for those, at least the road, I'm not saying the home games, I'm saying the road games that they didn't allow him to play. When he was ready to go. He just not sure about taking the jab. And look at all these people who got the jab, but still getting put on the health and safety protocol, still coming up positive. So what is that saying about the vaccine, right? It's not really doing the job. They're trying to say that, okay, it's better to have the jab. It will protect you better than if you don't have it. But it seems like when people get the jab, it seems like those are the ones who's been having issues. Not everybody, but a percentage of people, you know, has been having an issue. You know, like I was talking about. And thank God my sister's okay, but, you know, she was out of work 5 days. They told us she needed to get the vaccine. She went and took it, went and got the Moderna. And next thing you know, she's in the hospital for a mild stroke. So thank God she came home today, but this happened around Christmas time, I think, you know, before Christmas, and she was in there, but she got out today. So, you know, from what I hear, she's supposed to be released today. I didn't confirm it, but when I spoke to her yesterday on the phone in the hospital, you know, in New York, she told me she was being released today, so I didn't speak to her yet. Her son was supposed to come in. My nephew was coming to pick her up from the hospital and all that. So you know, I'm just saying, like, it's, you know, my thing is this, man. Like, these are the things that can happen when you take that. And thank God, I'm glad that the people who did take that, definitely, though, I hear that Johnson & Johnson is the one you definitely do not want to mess with. You know, the Moderna and Pfizer, they say that's, you know, less things. It's not as bad as that Johnson & Johnson. But, you know, anything can still happen. And it's a crazy world we're living in right now, crazy time. You know, it's just crazy, man. And, you know, just crazy time, man. So I just pray for everyone out there. Just pray that things get better for everyone. Overall, everyone, no matter who you are, race, you know, anything, you know, sex, religion, whatever I just hope it gets better for everyone before this virus going on and Omicron and all this stuff they're talking about, these different variants that's coming out. You know, I just pray that, you know, it all dies down. People can live their lives, man, you know. So the flights, they've been canceling flights left and right. Like Monday, they canceled like 2,000 flights. You know, hopefully people are not stuck somewhere, not able to fly home. You know, people been traveling, you know. Hopefully people are, you know, people are able to get home. Hopefully people are able to get home, not stuck somewhere, and have to spend X amount of money that they didn't plan on because they, you know, out of some other state or somewhere, or possibly somewhere overseas, you know. So that would be even worse, possibly. But yeah, man. But anyway, like you were saying before, man, this back to, you know, the system, man. Back to the whole, and that's another thing. What about now, in, like, a person that's incarcerated, right? Like, what if you're a person that was, like, say, against being, you know, vaccinated, but now you get incarcerated, and now are you forced to get the jab in prison, or you still have the option to, like, no, because it's your body. You have the option to say, no, I'm not messing with that. Do you know anything about that, Tay?
Yeah. Bobby, I'm gonna be totally honest. I'm gonna be totally honest, man. What about me again? Because I'm over here fighting, trying to stay. I'm not beat. Run that body one more time, Bobby.
Yo,
run that body one more time, Bobby. I'm over here trying, man. Say it again.
Okay. All right. If someone, right, say someone out in the streets, they're against the jab, right? But now you get you are now incarcerated in the system. Will they try to make you get the jab because you're in their system now? Will you have to?
Oh, yeah. Like my homeboy I was telling you about, he's vaccinated. I don't know how much they can force you. I don't know how, like, make your life kind of, like, just miserable, like, take away. What I'm thinking they'll do is take away restrictions. I mean, they'll add restrictions. They'll take away privileges, like if you refuse, you think they'll take away privileges because, you know, they was having inmates do it. A lot of inmates probably will want to. Of course, there's going to be a lot that probably don't as well, and they can't just strap you down and force you. They can't do that. They probably would take away, like, you know, privileges and kind of have you, like, kind of off, like, away from everybody. I'm kind of like, all right. I don't know what they do. I have to ask them, like, what happened to the inmates? That's a good question. Like, what happened to the inmates that didn't want you, that refused to do it? What happened to them? What was the consequences for them? And then my homeboy said, now, he said that he did get vaccinated. Of course, they locked up, so they don't get no say-so on which one they got. And unfortunately, they got the Johnson & Johnson. So he said he got the Johnson & Johnson. And he said he was sick as a dog for like 5 days. I said, 5 days? What? You know how long 5 days is? To just be sick, like, can't move sick? Because that's what it's like, sick. And you're like, oh, man, I can't move. My body aching, like that. That kind of thing. I'm like, man, that's crazy, you know. So I think he got the booster now, too. I think he probably got the booster shot, too. And I don't know. I said, you know what? Yes, I ended up getting vaccinated. I didn't want to. I was one of the ones that refused. But, you know, I was like, man, my kid got to go back to school. And the odds of him getting COVID are, like, you know, at least 5 times the odds, you know what I mean? 5 times more, you know, the odds. I'm like, man, if he does bring it home, I'm like, if I get COVID and I'm like real sick, or like I'm real bad off, who's going to, I take care of him, you know what I mean? He's my responsibility. He lives with me, not his mom, you know what I mean? Like, I do everything. I got him in school and all that stuff. So I'm like, damn, like, I was like, man, I can't. You know, he was the reason I did it. It was because of him. I'm like, man, even though I went to, I'm like, well, you know, I'm like, man, like, if anything happened to me, what's going on? What about him? And I'm like, well, I don't know what the long-term effects of the vaccine is. At the same time, I don't know what COVID is going to do to me. The same people my age and younger, but definitely people in their 30s was dying. I'm like, man, not everybody, but enough to make it very alarming. You see people make full recoveries. You see some people will be asymptomatic, and you see some people dying. It's like, I ain't trying to be on no ventilator. I'm not with
at
all. You know what I mean? I'm not with that ventilator.
Yeah.
I probably would turn that down.
Please.
Like, nah, you can't put me on no ventilator. I'm not with it. I just don't see me wanting to be on that. You know?
I heard that.
I'm
cool.
Like, man.
Yeah.
I heard that was messing people up. I'm just like, man, like, I ain't really trying to not deal with that. Like, you know? So I'm like, damn, you know? What? Because I was like, the people who are getting vaccinated, I mean, you know, you can't, it's like, data is data. And the data shows that the people who did get vaccinated weren't dying like the people who weren't. Now, if you're a really healthy person and you got a strong immune system or whatever, odds are you can fight it off, right? But it's like, you really want to take that type of gamble, you know what I mean? It's up to you. And I'm just like, man, it's just too many, like, question marks, you know what I mean? I'm like, man, it's too many question marks. You know what I mean? I'm like, man, I don't know how my body's going to react to it. I don't even know if I had it, but I know when I was sick around the time the COVID started hitting real heavy in the country before the shutdown and all that stuff back in February 2020, before the shutdown, during the Super Bowl time and all that, I was sick. I'm talking about, but I was so sick. I was like, real, no, look, I'm going to be honest. I was so sick, and I think I said this on the show before, but I was so sick, I was wondering, like, man, is it really going to end like this? This is not cool. To be that sick is not that cool. It's not cool. It's not cool to be when you're wondering, like, is this going to be what takes me out?
Cool.
You know what I mean? So
yeah.
It's like, man, like, you know, I just think of like, man, so I ended up, you know, getting it.
Thank
but,
God you, you know, cool.
Yeah, so far, so good. That's all I can say. Don't know the long-term effects of this, and I also don't know what COVID would have did. You know what I mean? So it's like, damn if you do, damn if you don't. You know? And I'm like, I've decided that I'm not trying to do the booster. I'm not trying to do it. I don't want to be injected with that no more. Now they got the vaccine out for the kids. You know what I mean? Kids, like, ages like five and up or something. And I ain't feeling it. I'm like, it's one thing to have me be an experiment. I don't want you to have my child be the guinea pig.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't know long-term effects. What's that going to do? I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know. It's just serious. Like, question marks. I'm like, man, the odds are the kids got a way better, way stronger chance of survival.
Immune system.
You really don't see the kids die like that. I'm not saying they don't. But I'm just saying, just like you can see a kid can die from a cold, a real bad cold or the flu, get pneumonia and die, right? Like anybody else. It could happen. It could happen, but you don't see it happen enough to enough children where it's so alarming. It's like, man, it's worth the gamble because, like, now with the adults or older people my age and older, people in their 30s and over, they're really dying from this COVID. Not so much the kids. Not saying none, but not a lot. You know what I mean? When you look at the numbers. So it's like, you feel like it's a gamble, right? You know what I mean? You don't know what the effects are going to be. Do you really want to, you know? If you
now,
feel like your
thing
child
is
should be able to have COVID and you don't want them to get it, but you feel like if they get it, they're pretty healthy and you don't have no reason to think that this should really do massive damage versus, well, this vax, like, you know, is it going to stunt their growth? Is it going to make them sterile? Is it going to – it's so many questions.
That's a
man,
good question.
So new.
Yeah.
It's so new. Not enough time has passed by. You can't say what long-term effects are after a year or two. Like, you need more people, more data. You need more data. You need more data. It takes time. You know what I mean? So it's just one of those things.
It takes time.
You know? And so I wasn't really feeling it. I was even asking other parents, like, man, what was you doing? Like, what's your thoughts and views? Because I take other parents, I'm like, I take their opinions into consideration. You know what I mean? As far as, like, I'm going to do what I'm going to do, but I'm listening. Because they're parents. They love their children like I love mine. So, you know, let's see. I'm hear what other people got to say. And where I stand right now is I just don't, you know what I mean, to see where it's I don't find it necessary as far as taking a gamble at this point on. I still feel like me taking the vaccine was a gamble, but at that time I felt like, you know what, it was a necessary gamble as far as, you know, I was just explaining about me needing to be here for my child. So I think that my child has a way better chance of, you know, knock on wood, getting COVID and then being able to successfully fight it off without getting sick real bad. I can't, it's a person my age, you kids can't say. I don't know. I know when I was sick, and I don't know if it was COVID or not, it was bad. It was bad. The only good thing is it didn't last long, but it was bad. Like, I should have been in the hospital. I shouldn't even have been home. I should have been in the hospital. It was that rough, you know, so... Yeah, so yeah. Other parents got decisions to make like me, and I respect people's decisions one way or the other. Like, if you decide your child is, you know, you feel more comfortable with your child, get it. I'm not judging. Hey, you know what I mean? That's how you felt. You do what you had to do. You decide to do it, I'm not judging. You decide not to do it, I'm not judging. I just feel like, you know, there's too much judgment going on when it comes to this daggone vaccine. What was you about to say, Bobby? You were trying to say something. That conversation actually woke me up. I'm back up now.
I was going to say, I was talking about
the vaccine and the children and how they got
right
now with the younger children, the younger people can
like,
get it now.
Yeah,
it's a gamble.
Yeah,
it's a gamble worth it. Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's okay. I noticed today, with today or yesterday, that it's a rise. It's a spike in children now being hospitalized. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it was people, you know, children that, you know, who have been vaccinated. So I need to look into that, what is going on with these vaccinated children. Like, they say there's a rise of them being hospitalized. So in cases, hospitalizations for vaccinated kids. So that's something that I saw recently, but I need to confirm that. So I was going to ask you, have you heard anything about that?
No, I haven't. I haven't heard anything about it. The vaccine being made available for the kids, from my understanding, based on what I know, at least in the state of Maryland, is still relatively new. Like, within like maybe the last month, they made available within like the last month. Remember, the goal was by November. Remember, they was talking about it all on news and everything. Like, by November, which would have been last month, by November. So I believe it's just been probably like less than 2 months since it's been available for the children. And, yeah.
Well, I got you. So let me ask you this question. How long? Or do you know, how long did it take for these vaccines, like when it first hit, you know, when it first hit back in 2020, how long did it take for the vaccine to be, how long did it take for them to make these vaccines? How long did it take from
the
make?
The shutdown started in March, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's a monumental time in our life. Like, we all remember March 2020, the shutdown, right? Quarantine,
right.
You know what I mean? Stay home. everything, the shutdown happened. You know what I mean?
Right.
By, I think it was December. By like December, we can Google it. Can you Google it? When the vaccine first came out, I want to say like December 2020. I want to say December 2020. But yeah, Google it, fact check that.
All right.
Which is definitely less than a year. You know what I mean? Definitely fast. Definitely fast. So, I mean,
okay.
I don't know. It's like less people die from COVID with the vaccine. So I don't think we can dispute that. The only thing we can dispute is, does the vaccine cause actual effects, whether short-term or long-term, to people who take it? Or what about people who have certain health conditions? What are the side effects? How could the vaccine affect that? You know what I mean? Things like that, you know? So I never took the flu vaccine. I'm not a vaccine person. I never took the flu vaccine. I don't want you just injecting me with stuff. Like, I'm not one of those people anyway. So I definitely didn't want to do the COVID vaccine, and I really ended up doing it kind of out of desperation, because I didn't want my child to have to stay home to get his education. I wanted him to be able to go to school. It was important at that age to be able to be around the other classmates and stuff and participate and have a sense of normalcy. And I wanted him to get back to that. He had been, you know, he got the rest of his pre-K year, which would have been from March to June. His whole kindergarten was spent, the entire kindergarten, didn't spend one day in the classroom of kindergarten, in the classroom. The whole thing was online. And, you know, now first grade, he's back in school. So, you know.
Okay. And you was right. Since December 11th, 2020, the Pfizer,
ooh, I was on the money,
BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine has been available under EUA in individuals 16 years of age and older, and the authorization use expanded to include those 12 to 15 years of age on May 10th, 2021. Now, the EUA is everybody, you know, the EUA is the stands for the Emergency Use Authorization, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this COVID-19 vaccine was available under the EUA, Emergency Use Authorization. Now, anything that's been available under the EUA, Emergency Use Vaccination, can't be mandated because it was made for emergency use. So it was made for emergency use. So that's real. So I look it up, Google it, the EUA, Emergency Use Authorization. Now get this. Okay. So basically it came out December. The vaccine started, I mean, the whole shutdowns, I guess, started in March of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So
yeah.
March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, 9 months later. So 9 months later, I don't know when they started working on the vaccines, but 9 months later, you know, Pfizer COVID-19.
Yeah, Pfizer was the first one, yeah.
That was the first one, Pfizer. So that came out, right? But, which was 9 months, right? So basically, it took at least 9 months for them to come out with this, right? But now get this. The FDA, right, says 55 years to process requests. Excuse me. the FDA says 55 years to process requests for extensive vaccine data under Freedom of Information Act, the FOIA. So a group of 30 scientists and professors want the FDA to provide documentation about the licensure of Pfizer's COVID vaccine by March 2022, right? They wanted it by March. But the FDA says they want 55 years to process requests. So something that came out 9 months after the shutdown, they put together within at least nine months. But now they want 55 years to process requests for extensive vaccine data, the ingredients of the vaccine, like what they put in it under the Freedom of Information Act. And what do you think about that? Why do they want 55 years?
I have no idea, man. I do kind of wonder, like, what's in it and stuff. And I kind of, like, you know, I'm guilty of turning a blind eye on, like, doing more fact-checking. The main thing I was doing was, like, kind of looking at what the data was showing, the statistics, you know what I mean, were people dying after they took the vaccine, were people getting real sick after they took the vaccine. When I seen that a lot of people were fine so far, so good, and I'm thinking, like, well, damn, like I said, if anything happened to me, what's going to happen with my kid? You know what I mean? I was thinking about that.
No, I got you. I understand.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I have multiple family members who have the vaccine, so multiple family members.
It's a tough decision for anybody to make. That's what I'm like, you know. I feel like the thing we gotta be careful of is this. Some people are too far right with it, like don't do it because it's going to. Da, da, da. And some people are too far left. You gotta do it. You have to, or you're just irresponsible. I feel like we gotta respect each other's decision. Like, you have to. Like,
I do.
If that person don't want
to
do it. Then they don't want to do it. They want to do it. They want to do it. If that's their life, that's their health, and that's a gamble that you guys decide if it's worth it for them. And I wish we could do that. You know what I mean? Not so judgmental towards each other on decisions that we make based on our own health. It ain't affect like it's the, you know what I mean? You and your family. You're making the decision for you and your family.
Yeah.
You know, and respect it.
I think what people also need to remember that it's also based on your underlying health issue. You may already have issues, but where you shouldn't take it. But then you may not have any issues where it is probably safer for you to take it. Some people have high blood pressure. Like my sister had, from what I hear, she had high blood pressure. I need to ask her to find out from the horse's mouth, you know, and she took it, the Moderna, and had a mild stroke and had to be hospitalized. So, but like I said, she may have had high blood pressure at the time that she took it. So that could have been also a reason why it happened that. So she probably should have been able to get some type of health exemption. But the thing is, you know, will she have been able to go back to work? Will they give her a hard time? You know, now she took it to just say comply and then bam. You know, now she had a stroke. Now, was she able to sue her job or sue Moderna? Was she able to sue somebody? No. She's going to have time off of work, but then she's going to be able to go back to work because now she's going to have, you know, a vaccine card. So I don't think she, you know, thinks about suing nobody, but I,
me personally, I would try to sue.
Hey, Bobby. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I would try to. I would look into that, or at least talk to a lawyer about that situation. At least talk to a lawyer. You know, see what the lawyer says.
Yeah.
You know, so. But yeah, so.
Let me ask you this, Bobby. At this point, we just talking, right?
Yeah.
This is what I want to ask you, right? You know what I mean, because you're in New York, you guys have, as far as the mandates and stuff, seem like you have some of the most strictest mandates, if not the most strictest mandates in the country. The New York experience right now, dealing with COVID, seems to be different from a lot of other places, definitely Maryland. Now, former governor, New York governor, Governor Cuomo, was, at one point, one of the, top Democratic
candidates.
Not senators, but governors, like politicians,
right.
Politicians. No, but they was talking
right.
about wanting him to run for president. They talking about 2024 and all that. Like he was becoming very popular during that COVID time. He had some great speeches, and he stood up mm-hmm. against Trump, and he went right at him. And people were suspecting. I don't even live in New York, and I used to watch his speeches. You know what I mean? He was talking about
talk. Like Governor
Cuomo. He's a little slick one of those slick ones. You know, I think he's a former prosecutor or something. Former prosecutor, right? Yeah. So he's a little slick
right.
in his mouth and all that. You know how to talk. And I just wanted to get your opinion. With you being a New Yorker, like, what's your opinion on the job he did and the scandal and everything, and how they got him out of office? And you being a New Yorker, do you like the job that Governor Cuomo did, former Governor Cuomo? Do you think that based on the allegations that they were strong enough where you think he should have, lost his, forced to step down? And do you think that he did a good job or at least a decent job as the governor of New York? And just how do you think he handled the COVID situation? What are your thoughts on what happened with the whole Cuomo situation?
Well, I didn't have an issue with Cuomo. I didn't have an issue with him with his work. And I heard some things, and I heard how he was going at Trump and everything. But when the COVID thing hit, and he was talking about getting a bunch of ventilators and all this stuff. But I heard that, I heard that what he did, I mean, I guess he thought he was doing something, doing the right thing. But basically, overall, I heard they trying to say that the way he handled the COVID situation killed a lot of people. They said, it killed a lot, put a lot of people on ventilators and stuff, and a lot of people was dying. And he didn't know, like I said, all this stuff was just, people didn't know how to deal with this whole COVID virus thing going around or whatever, or at least what they, what they call COVID-19 or whatever. But, so no one had a real, handle on how to handle this situation. So maybe he was behind people dying, but I feel that he thought that he was doing all the right things basically by whatever information or knowledge he got from, I guess, the Department of Health or the CDC and the World Health Organization and stuff like that, the WHO. So I believe he was going by what he was being told to do. He was probably listening to these so-called scientists and so-called pharmaceutical doctors and all this stuff. And so I don't really look at it like,
you know, I don't really look at it as him himself, you know. I believe it was, he was, you know, he was the governor. So he was going by the word, by these medical people, going by, you know, telling what maybe what he should be doing and trying to do for the people. So now, so far as with the other thing, so far as with the scandal that happened when he was, and they were talking about running for president, and then now he gets hit with all these women that saying that he violated them or whatever, you know, that is something that he brought on himself, obviously, because if he was running for president and he didn't have none of that stuff going happening, he would have been able to continue to run for president without it. They brought it, yeah, people, that's what the same, similar thing happened with Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby, if Bill Cosby ain't do the things he did, they wouldn't be able to bring that up at a certain time. When Bill Cosby, soon as, you know, Bill Cosby tries to buy NBC television, bam, it all came out. And he's not saying that it's all true, but something, I believe something did happen. He did do something. He said it, that he, back in the days, they, you know, how, now, from what I hear, that women were taking that stuff consensually, like, where you didn't have to slip something in somebody's drink. Or I'm not necessarily saying he did, but maybe he did. Maybe he said, well, I forgot what they call that thing that they was using back then to get nice and get horny and all that. But, you know, if he had none of that stuff happening in his past, maybe he, you know, they wouldn't have nothing to bring up on him. They would have found something else, believe me. They would have found something else. But that's what happens, man. They go through your whole life history, and, you know, something you did back in 1960, whatever, they will bring it up in 2020 or 2000, whatever, and, you know, to try to screw you, to try to, you know, to try to mess up your whole plans, and that's what be happening. So that's basically a lot of that stuff. What I'm trying to say is a lot of stuff is on the individual. So if that stuff wasn't going on, then they would have nothing to say about, like with Cuomo, like Bill Cosby, or anybody else. So, you know, so.
We got a caller. Want to get to it. Looks like this friend of the show, Suzette. Suzette, you there?
Yep.
Who's that?
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing, Suzette?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Oh, happy holidays to you, Suzette.
Thank you.
Was you over here when we were talking? Yeah.
I did. I know. I think that Cuomo would be lucky to be actually charged with whatever, you know, feeling up women and stuff over the senior citizens' death that were caused as a result of his decisions, and emails had come out, and he knew at that time that the senior citizens were vulnerable to catching COVID and dying because of their age. The senior citizens were vulnerable, and people with mitigating health conditions were vulnerable, and yet he authorized, he specifically had people with COVID put into the senior citizens' homes. You know, it didn't matter what age they were, but he was putting them there instead of in the makeshift hospitals that he wanted put up, and that's what caused a lot of the deaths in the senior and assisted living homes. And so that's what, as far as the many deaths that were, people say he's responsible for, that's where it's at, is in the senior citizens and assisted living facilities, where the many deaths were caused. Because,
yes,
as you were
that.
Mentioning,
that's what they said, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And as you were saying, as far as him being set up with the other groping and whatever else that they are claiming that he's responsible for, I think they're just, you know, making him the fall guy because there may be other people involved in the decision-making that caused all those deaths. And so rather than holding him responsible for that, they're just taking him down and taking him out with something else that's lesser. So I don't know. He seems like a sleaze bag in that sense as far as that type of guy because he's got the Guido, you know, the whole, yeah, I'm Italian and I'm so good looking, I'm all that. You know, I'm the mayor, I'm the governor.
Right.
And mm-hmm. you want me so bad, I know it, because, you know, I'm a WOP. And so...
they have that machismo, you know, they're macho
mentality. Right.
Yeah.
They attract all the ladies, you know, and then the ladies get themselves in trouble because then they find out, oh, he's not all that.
Exactly.
And did you know, y'all know Chris Cuomo lost his job at CNN for helping him?
Mm-hmm.
They're saying, like, you know, doing whatever they say he did, the kind of his role in,
right.
in the cover-up. Of his side gigs, his extracurricular activities with women.
Man, that is crazy. Man, you gotta be careful. You gotta be careful, man. Like, what do you do in a situation where it's like you got a family member and you got a job where you're a high end employee, and your sibling or somebody close to you does something and get a job, is you're the one that reports on that stuff, but then that's your brother. You know what I mean? Like, how do you, you know what I mean? Like,
it's like you're
crazy.
Caught in between the two. It's like you want to be loyal to your family. But then on the other hand, if you know your family.
That's tough.
Yeah, you want to keep your job. So, yeah. I wanted to find out, I sent you a video showing the arrest. They're making arrests now in New York for people who don't have vaccine passports or show that they're vaccinated. And I was like, okay, so we've seen this happening in Australia, Austria, you know, in other parts of the world where they're doing this. And now it's happening in New York. And so that was a video, home video taken people being arrested the other night. For that. So I just wanted to know if anybody knows anything, what's going down.
Well, Bobby's a New Yorker himself. Did you know anything about that, Bobby?
Okay.
No, could you, what is it they're doing? What's happened? I'm sorry, what did you say?
They're arresting people in New York for not having a vaccine passport and going into restaurants and eating. They're saying that's criminal trespassing. There was video showing people that were, it was in the evening time, and they were in the restaurant, they were eating, and the police were coming walking through, and they're asking people for their vaccine passport. And if they didn't have it, then they were being arrested. That's what that video I sent you just a little bit ago.
I wasn't able
to video.
See it because I was already on air. Wow, like, that's crazy.
Wow. So, you know, I live in New York, and I know that that's something that, you know, has been going on. But the thing is, they're all restaurants. They're not asking nobody for a back pass. Like, they're letting people come in as long as they mask on and order food or whatever, and they can leave. But now, so far, staying and sitting down and eating, a lot of these businesses now, restaurants, they have put up a shed outside. On the sidewalk, on a curb, or the curb, where you could eat out there, sitting there. They put tables and chairs outside, so it's like
in this video, they're asked, the people that are being arrested, are going, "What did we do? They didn't complain when we went and ordered our food, and you know, we sat down." Or the other ones were saying, "You know, we just ordered our food, and we're getting ready to leave." And so, you know, did they call? Did they complain? They didn't ask us to leave or any. Why are you arresting us? They didn't ask us to leave or nothing, you know, but you're arresting us. What are you arresting us for? They had women. They had men. They were arresting these people. I was like, and they had the paddy wagon. So because there were several of them. And I'm like, wow. You know, so these people, It wasn't the restaurant
owner. All you have to
owner,
do is just
you know,
make
had
them
a problem
leave.
With it.
That's all you have to do. It said you got to leave. That's it. Like, you ain't got to arrest them. That's
yeah.
ridiculous.
And they would have left. Yeah. Yep.
That, so what they're trying to do now is really enforce it. Because, see, whenever they make these laws, you know eventually they're going to enforce it. And it's a way for the city to make money. It's a way to for the city to find people, and they're going to start capitalizing off of that. Because they
you're
going to
make people desperate.
But get this, though. But hold on. If they're going to arrest the people who come and buy and who's paying their money, what are they doing against the owner of the business? Because that's the person who's allowing these people not saying nothing. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But they want to make
yeah.
money. And I'll be honest with you. I don't blame them for not saying nothing. To people,
yeah.
they like to say, I don't blame them. But the thing is, if you're going to arrest, you know, the patriot, the person who's coming to eat, or whatever, then what are you going to do with the owner of the store? Are you going to shut his business down and make him pay a hefty fine? What's happening with the business owners with that situation?
Right, right.
I got to look into it. I'm glad you said that because I was thinking about that, but I didn't know this until you just said it, Suzette. I didn't know that that's what happened. So now I'm going to Google that or YouTube it, and I want to look for that.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Or, just have Kay send it to you because I send it to
yeah,
you know,
I send it to you now. I send it to you now.
He can text it to you. Yeah.
Right, yeah, it's yeah. crazy. We were just talking about that. Like, New York, we were just saying New York has, like, got, like,
the
most strict
right?
vaccine, like, mandates. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
it's so, it's like, yeah, yeah.
Was just talking
that's
about
crazy,
that.
Wow. You're forcing
and the whole
people
thing
to
is
do
not a law.
Body,
they didn't
like.
Pass it through Congress. You know, this whole mandate thing in New York, they didn't pass it through their Congress, through their state legislature in New York. It's a resolution or policy or something. It's not a law. And so, you know, you have
right.
These people also asking the police officers, you know, you swore an oath to protect the Constitution. What are you doing? You know?
Exactly. Now, do you know, I was going to ask you, do you know what city? Because in the five boroughs, that's where it's really enforced, like the Brooklyn, Manhattan, the Bronx, Staten Island. You know,
no, I'm not sure.
I
would probably
all
recognize
part of New York
it as far
City,
as
though.
It's what
yeah.
Yeah.
I would say you would probably
all
recognize it
are all
if you saw it.
New York City.
Right. The five boroughs of the city. But now get this though. Outside of the five boroughs, like let's say Westchester and like Long Island, New York and Westchester, New York, those are like the
mm-hmm.
suburban areas. Those areas is
yeah.
not enforced. It's not mandated like how it is in the city, in the five boroughs.
Mm-hmm.
Those areas, people was walking around with no mask. Some people did still have masks on, but they wasn't pressing it. People were sitting in restaurants eating, you know, without
yeah.
much issue. You can go in the gym, you know, no problem. But now they just want you to have your mask on in the gym. You don't have to have a back pass or nothing like that. In the suburbs in Westchester area or like Long Island, but it's the city
mm-hmm.
where you gotta have the pass. It's really strict in the city. In the urban,
yeah, it is.
The suburban areas it's a little better there. You know,
people said that would never happen here in America. We have a constitution. It's like,
right.
When I saw that
right.
today, I was like. My stomach just turned, you know. I was like, holy crap, this wave of just, you know, sickness just ran over and tingled down my back. You know, it was just like, oh, my gosh, what the hell?
But, you know, they're trying
it's crazy.
To get rid of the Constitution. So they're already trying to figure out a way to take people's names out of certain bills and laws. And they're just trying to change everything. They're trying to change the Constitution. They don't want to abide by this stuff no more. They're trying to make all types of changes. So, yeah.
Well, we're not even operating under the Constitution right now. When Trump had signed those emergency orders or resolution at the beginning of the pandemic, that turned over everything, gave power and authority to FEMA. So now we're operating under FEMA and international law.
Right.
not even the United States Constitution. And so, yeah, all this, you know, they're basically, they have the authority over you, the population, and if they want to move the population, where they want to move the population, our energy, our transportation, they have complete authority that overrides basically the president. The president has no authority after he signed that emergency declaration. And as far as Congress, if they want to review it, they have to wait 6 months before they can review or take it up as far as canceling that out. But, yeah, those powers were turned over to FEMA. And so FEMA, you'll be hearing more and more about FEMA going into different states to do this or to that, seemingly innocent, you know, trying to help the people type thing. But, yeah, the authority, the amount of authority that FEMA has is extraordinary when it can outrule the president, as it says in the whatever you call the think of the name specifically. Yeah. The executive order, under the executive order. I have it written down here. And you can read what that executive order is, and it's like, holy moly. So, yeah.
FEMA is definitely has a lot of power now, and they're setting up FEMA camps in certain areas too. They're preparing, like you just said, to take people who are not non-compliant and put them in the way in FEMA camps. You know,
it's getting
very crazy, man. It's like, it's just, we just have to, right now, we got to figure this out, like how to deal with this as a group of people, as a people, period. You know, we have to figure out how to deal with all this stuff because, you know,
that was saying we need to shame these. As far as right now, it's just the community local policemen that are doing arresting here and there as far as your state or city or whatever. And those are the ones, like if there's something being done like that, then a crowd of people need to gather around and start shaming those officers and basically calling them, you know, as far as the gulag thugs, and shaming them. Because if we don't start doing that and making them open their eyes to see what they're doing as far as arresting people in their own community for a non-law, then they're going to continue to do it, and they'll use their, as far as I'm just doing my job, to justify it. And so, you know, people who are hearing this, if you don't believe me, you need to look up Executive Order 11921.
And she's not always
and
coming
with
receipts.
You'll find out.
She should be having her receipts. Hey, Susan, I got a question. So, you know, we were talking about, like, as far as the vaccine right now, they got it, like, for ages, I don't know, I know it's at least, like, 6 and up. I think it might be 5 and up, or I think it's 5 and up or something like that for the young children now. And I know you were saying you got grandchildren and stuff. Like, where do you stand as of right now as far as that? Like, is that something that you and your family and your children and stuff, like, y'all comfortable with the kids and grandkids and stuff being vaccinated, or did you and your family shy away from wanting to do that?
Well, I'm horribly uncomfortable with it because of the fact that children are not vulnerable to COVID-19. As far as the amount of deaths that are said due to this COVID-19 or the Delta or any of these other variants, when you look into the studies as far as, or even the data that's been gathered as of who, what ages died, you'll see that there were mitigating circumstances that caused their death. And either it was that or maybe the vaccine itself. But as far as my kids or my grandkids catching it and dying of it, if they're healthy, they'll be fine. When you have a 99.98% of recovery rate, a vaccine or any other type of medication shouldn't even be considered if you don't have medicating health problems. You know, if you don't have anything else wrong with you, you should be fine. You need to check with your doctor, first of all, and get his, you know, okay on it. But you also need to get a second opinion. And that's only because a lot of these doctors are not aware of the studies that have been done or the data that's been collected, because they get these memos that say, this drug has been approved by the FDA, so we're good to go. So that's all that they know. Mm. They don't bother to check into it further because they're really busy. So if you get lucky,
right,
when you get a second
right.
opinion, you might get, an alternate opinion on it. So now it makes you question, how come this one said yes, how come this one says no? So you need to look into it further. Also, I would recommend, if you did get vaccinated with the first jab, ask your doctor to do some blood work and check your blood work. And if you plan on getting the second jab, that's fine too. But after you get that one, have some more blood work done to see the comparison and what it's doing to your body, so that you can feel comfortable knowing that your body's reacting in a good way, or maybe it's reacting in a bad way. And when I say in a bad way, you may not feel bad. You may feel normal, but it may be tearing down all of your immune system cells that are important to fighting off viruses, a simple cold or something else. So I highly recommend that you ask just to have your blood work done to check your system. It's innocent, and it's your right to know what's going on inside your body. Mm-hmm. And so you can feel comfortable about your decision to get the jab or not.
Yeah, yeah. And then now they're talking about, like, you know, with these booster shots, and they're saying you're not fully vaccinated until you get the second shot, though you will have a degree of immunity from the first shot. You need the second shot to be fully vaccinated. Now they're saying, well, now with the new strains out, like, the new variant, you're not fully vaccinated until you get the booster. It's like, oh, come on, man. This is crazy. Like, you will keep making us have to inject ourselves with this mess. Like, it's like,
with every new thing that comes out.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
That's going to keep happening. Like, that's going to keep happening.
Yeah, well, it's
going to
keep happening.
So you're going to have to keep getting shots.
Keep getting another shot.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Because it's making people weaker. There's blood work that people have done. That's why I recommend that people have that done so they can see for themselves, because I'm not a doctor. But according to this study, when the people have had their blood work done, they already had it done because they before had health issues and then maybe cleaned up their health issues or whatever. But they, before the jab, after the jab, after the second jab, and all of those numbers are tanking. They're dropping as far as their immune system goes. And so when that happens, you develop an autoimmune system. So now you're totally vulnerable to every sneeze that goes by or every cough that, you know, that may be in the air. And you contract a virus, and so it could be deadly for you because you have no immune system to battle it. And so what happens is now these viruses or variants are surfacing because of this, because people are prone to germs. And so we're going to be having more variants, which means more boosters, which means more breaking down of your immune system, which means more viruses, which means more boosters. And so if you're unvaccinated, you have a better shot at surviving this because you have antibodies built up in your body. But if you've been vaccinated, the studies are saying this, what I just spoken of. And so that's why I recommend that you have that blood work done. It takes a day for the results to come back. And I just want people to be healthy, or at least have a fighting chance, know what's going on with their system and what the government's doing or may not be doing. So, you know, just protect yourselves.
Now,
be careful.
Now, have you guys seen this commercial about, you know, talking about, like, the COVID-19, you know, the vaccine? And they were saying, some say you can eat certain foods to prevent against the virus. And then they had the big false stamp, you know, on the commercial. Like, basically, they're trying to tell you that. They try to say that a lot of things we share is misinformation. But they just share this big misinformation, trying to say that foods that we eat, you know, won't protect us from the virus. And we all know that that's wrong, because our immune system, what keeps our immune system, what's been keeping our immune system strong, is a lot of plant-based foods, green leaf vegetables, you know, and all types of different color, all different types of color food. Each color food or each color vegetables does a certain thing. So you need to have all the different colors, green, red, orange, especially orange, red, green. Like, you need each color vegetable in your system to boost your immune system. And they're trying to make it seem like, they're really pushing us to get go vaccine and forget about plant-based foods. Like, don't, oh, the plant-based foods is a bit, is BS. Like, don't eat plant-based. Just take the shot. Just get the jab. And that, to me, that's the biggest misinformation. Like, you know, people say things on, you know, online, YouTube, whatever, you know, they talk about how, you know, misinformation when it's possibly, and it's probably what we need to hear. But because it's not,
you're so right.
Yeah.
Bobby, I know you remember growing up that, you know, we used to have those commercials showing the food pyramid and what all of those different foods, how we were supposed to eat healthy.
Right.
And, you know, and yeah, as far as amount of grains, amount of veggies, about, you know, and all that. So you're so right as far, and now all of a sudden it's changed. All that stuff doesn't matter. Well, then what the hell?
It doesn't matter. Right. Yeah, so that's why they're the biggest liars, and that's why they need to be shamed, like you said. They need to be shamed for even putting that commercial like that out, saying that, you know, oh, some says, you know, plant-based foods or whatever. I got to find the commercial. Like, I want to, so I can have it ordered, like, so I could read it verbatim, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So once next time I see the commercial, I'm going to probably Google you. It's probably on YouTube or something. I'm going to find it and send it to you guys. But I'll send it to
you. Yeah,
do. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
do that.
Yeah, it's, to me.
And natural immunity. Those two things, natural immunity and eating, like you said, plant-based foods.
Yeah, because they don't, I feel you on the natural, like, you know, plant-based food and stuff like that, because it's like that's been a way that humans have been treating illnesses and, you know, increasing immune systems over centuries. I mean, probably for thousands of years, like, it's been like natural stuff, like plants and stuff and organic, like natural stuff. You know what I mean? And, you know, you go to the doctor now, right? And the first thing they want to do is you tell them what's wrong. They damn near cut you off mid-sentence and say, I got you. Hold on. Let me write you this prescription and send you on your way. It's like they're not trying to naturally repair you when you're good. It's like, it's just like, all right, take this prescription next.
They don't want to lose money. They prescriptions is the way to go for them. They don't want you to be healthy. They want you. They want to nurse your symptoms. They don't want to find the root cause and fix it, because then you won't come back to them. You'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
You won't need to go back to them. Now they can't, you know, take money off your health insurance. They can't make money off you. You're no good to them now.
The pharmaceutical companies. They put a Band-Aid on it, and then you feel better, but now you've got other problems from side effects from that, whatever they gave
you. A million other side effects. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You stop your cold, but now you got pain in your back, and you have this, the problems with your, you know, all types of other problems. But you stop the cold.
Hey,
you know,
y'all got to listen to this real quick. Y'all got to listen to this. Now, we are familiar with the term Big Pharma, right? We are familiar with that terminology, right? So when you Google Big Pharma, right, and it pops up, the first thing that pops up, of course, the Wikipedia page is going to be the first thing that pops up. And this is what it says. The Big Pharma conspiracy theory, quote, unquote, is a group of conspiracy theories that claim that the medical community in general and pharmaceutical companies in particular, especially large corporations, operate for sinister purposes and against the public good, and that they conceal effective treatments or even cause and worsen a wide range of diseases for the only purpose of profitability. So it's interesting that they put it in that context, right? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's interesting. I find that very, very interesting that, you know, when somebody goes to search it and look into it and they see that and they see, it's a conspiracy theory. Okay, this is just for crazy people. Okay, so I'm tripping. Okay, you know what I mean?
They always do that. Right.
It's
crazy.
It's crazy. It's a conspiracy theory. Right.
Oh, just like 9/11 was a conspiracy theory.
9/11 was a conspiracy theory. That people were saying the real
crazy
stuff about it. Yeah.
They play word games with people. They play word games to keep you from really trying to look for real evidence, like look for facts, look for data, like, you know what I mean? It describes word games. It's crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. That propaganda sinks in the minds, certain minds, and they don't want to hear nothing else. Well, I heard this and this, and you're just posing conspiracy theories here. It is like you're cut off before you even get to say anything.
Right. It depends on who you're around. So it could be your friends and family. When you say certain things to them, like stuff like this, Big Pharma, they're going to look at you as a conspiracy theorist because they've been so brainwashed by this, by the mainstream media.
Yes.
And to call someone the mainstream media is the one who's doing this and making up people who are sharing facts and truth as a conspiracy theorist. You know, he don't know what he's talking about. He's crazy. Or she's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
He, you know, he's a conspiracy theorist. Don't listen to him. Don't listen to, you know, that's what they do. That's what they do. And a lot of our people in our circle they listen to them because of where they at. You know what I mean? Because of their position. So they figure they must be right. This person is in the news. This person has knowledge about this. This person has knowledge about that. And they're all telling us a bunch of BS. So
they're in authority, a position of authority, so they must know. They have a college degree and whatever.
Right.
But, yeah, they may have that college degree, but they're also getting their back pocket filled up with lots of money to say what they say.
There you go.
When it comes to the truth and stuff, because, I mean, we all know that the college degree just means that you sat in the classroom and just listened to a bunch of lectures and you just did a bunch of work. You just did a bunch of worksheet work. You know what I mean? You answered up, filled in a bunch of bubbles, A, B, C, or D. You answer the question true or false, or you wrote the answer.
Yeah.
That's not getting out in the field, getting out in the trenches, really getting the knowledge. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like
these doctors and scientists that are silenced. You have way more of them than you do of these paid actors, which is what I call them. they're being silenced as far as not able to speak up in the media about what they find and discovered in their labs, you know, from real patients and stuff like that. They get silenced and discredited.
Yeah.
It's like, well, how come?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
They got nothing to gain from it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if people just use their common sense, you have these other people that are trying to tell you what they found from real patients. They've got nothing to gain from it as far as lining their pockets. And then you have these other ones that are trying to sell you something as far as the vaccine and the medications and all this other stuff, boosters and this and that. Well, those people are actually getting their pockets lined. So they have something to gain from it. But these others don't, except for their credibility and their practices, you know, of medicine and science. So, it's so wrong.
Did y'all hear about the new pill that they got out now? To treat COVID, if you actually catch COVID, an actual pill now that you take, and if you take it before, I think they said, if you take it before it gets bad, it can help fight it off.
Why are they pushing the vaccine so hard in these passports? Damn. Confusing people.
I know, right?
they said the vaccine is to help keep you from getting it, but in spreading it, but the pill was like, all right, if you do get it, you know, then it keeps it from being bad. And I guess mostly for the people who are unvaccinated, it keeps it from, like, you know, like it'll suppress
getting hospitalized.
It where you won't get, like real bad hospitalized. But if you wait until like day, I don't know, 5 or 6, like if you wait too long, then it's not much it's going to do. Like the earlier it's detected and then you take the pill, then it'll the better it'll work for you. And this is like new within, like, I was like watching CNN or something. It was like a report on it, and they had like it wasn't Dr. Fauci, it was somebody else that was on his level of, you know, as far as this whole stuff with vaccines and all that stuff that was talking about. They had like a 12-minute conversation about it, and I found that quite interesting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, how did y'all feel about that? Like the pill versus the vaccine. Would you be more comfortable taking a pill for COVID as opposed to being injected with a vaccine?
No, still no. And I say that because there's treatment that has been known to work, like the ivermectin and I forget what the other thing is, the hydroxychloroquine that have been proven to work in other countries by the masses and here in the States as well. And so when you have an alternative that you know that works, that has been trusted, you know, because it's been used for other things as well, it's been on the market for a long time, so you know it's safe because they have been using it for a long time for other things. And then you have these new things that they keep coming up with that are supposed to protect you from getting the virus, like the vaccine initially when that rollout came. You know, we were supposed to all be going back to normal again after everybody got vaccinated because you were supposed to be protected against it. And it's like, well, actually, no, what it does is just, you know, so this way you don't get the effects that bad with it. So you won't end up in the hospital, but you're still going to get COVID, but you just won't get it as bad. It's like, well, wait a minute. I took it because you said it was going to like prevent me getting COVID-19 altogether. So now you're saying it's not going to prevent it, but it's just going to make the effects of COVID less than if I were to get full blown and get natural immunity. You know, and then they come up with this pill. It's like, why are they coming up with all this stuff, you know, right now when we've had a known effective treatment for it? So if you got it, you just, you know, and then they made it illegal for doctors to prescribe the ivermectin and the hydroxychloroquine. Why'd they do that? It's like, geez, if it's working and it's been known to be working in other countries, you know, for mass populations, why would you make it illegal to prescribe it?
Thank you.
I don't understand.
And that's what I was going to say. Because that's what Trump was taking. He was taking the hydroxychloroquine. And, and that's why he wasn't wearing the mask and all that. But like you just said, you know, first of all, like I was saying a little while ago, this is what I'm talking about. They always want to produce something that doesn't kill you, but they will nurse the symptoms, you know, but you will still have the issue going.
Mm-hmm.
You can still get it. But this will do this. You may still get it, but, you know, this will help keep you from getting that sick. You won't get that sick if you take this. You know, but you'll still get sick, but you won't get that sick. You don't have anything to, like, get rid of it altogether. Like, this is what they do with everything. That they don't want no one cured. That's
look
my
at,
whole point. They don't want to kill nobody. Yes.
Look at HIV.
Yeah.
All these years, HIV, AIDS, you mean to tell me they don't have nothing yet? All these years, that's a prime example. They don't want to, you know, they don't want to kill you. They just want to medicate you.
Nurse the symptoms.
You know,
they want to, they want you to be a customer. They want you to continue to come for the rest of your life. They want to keep making, they want to put you on that plan. They want to put you on that long-term plan.
They don't want you to get like these natural treatments and stuff, formulas and stuff that can potentially take away your illness, your issues. Like,
right.
You got arthritis, and doc, I got arthritis. What can you do for me? Here, take this prescription. All right, how long I got to take this medication? Well, probably for the rest of your life, but it's okay. Everybody else takes it now, so you'll be okay. I gotta take medicine for the rest of my life. It's just arthritis. Like y'all flying to Pluto. Y'all better send man to Mars, and you will send a man mission to Mars, but you can't fix my arthritis. What?
Yeah.
There you go.
It's crazy.
There you go.
High blood pressure. You would think that they would be able to balance out your system after a certain point, you know, of medication, and then you won't have to take it no more. But nope, be on high blood pressure for the rest of your life. Medication,
Take this 5-10 milligrams, and it'll lower your
diabetes
for a while. Diabetes.
Yeah.
You
ain't got nothing for it? You know what I mean?
Right.
I think there's stuff out there. I think it's natural treatments out there, but they're not interested in that. They're not going to allow that to even be promoted.
The market has everything. Yeah. Your produce section in your supermarket.
Natural treatment. Like plants do amazing things. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to go back to.
I mean, we've had those things for around, like you said, for millions of years. That's how people cured themselves, you know, from whatever that they had gotten, scarlet fever and smallpox and whatever, you know, mass people there had to die first before people figured out what worked. But it wasn't any type of chemicals made in a lab. You know, you
thank
didn't
you.
Experimental
yes.
shit on people to see what happens. We need volunteers, you know, to come in and test it. So. We're going to pay you, but you're going to be our little lab rat. And we'll watch you to see what happens once we give you it, this medication.
There you go.
See what happens.
There you go.
People will volunteer for that. It's like, whoa. Are you nuts?
You know what I saw the other day? I saw this the other day. I think it was in a news. I forgot where I saw that. But they was someone conducting a research study on they want people who've never had COVID-19 but never got vaccinated. They want them to do a study for $1,000, a research study for $1,000. Someone who never had COVID but you never got vaccinated. They want to. Why do you want those people? What are you going to put something in them and give them $1,000? But now they stay sick. Now they can get COVID. You trying to mess up their immune system? What is it you want to experiment about COVID-19? You know
that you're willing to pay $1,000 for some sucker to come.
Yeah, right. They're gonna. Yeah, some sucker's gonna go and do that too for $1,000. You know,
mm-hmm.
So you know that's gonna happen. But yeah, that's what they getting those people, man. So
are y'all familiar
anyway,
with you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what they're doing. They finding sucker. And look, what about this? All right, you remember when they was? I don't know if y'all remember this. They was giving people. They was getting people who took the vaccine. Prostitutes get some sex. Google it. They was giving people sex from prostitutes, free sex for I think it was 30 minutes or something like that, or something. It was like a certain amount of time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that you would get.
I remember reading something like that.
Yeah, they was giving people. Now some guys who paying for that, they was like, I'll do that. I'm gonna get get me some coochie,
And then you'd be coming out with some other virus, you know, syphilis.
With
another
virus.
Or something.
Jeez, man. Hey, are y'all familiar with placebos?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right, okay, so the pill I was telling y'all about, for the whole COVID treatment, the pill they got now that actually, because you know the vaccine isn't for, you take the vaccine because you got COVID. You got to take it before you get it for it to keep it from making you bad or whatever. Well, they experiment with the pill, and I don't know, we can Google and find it out what the name of it is and stuff, but the new pill for the treat COVID patients. And so, they gave the pill to, of course, the experiment and everything. They gave the pill to X amount of people, but then they gave placebo to X amount of others. And they were saying the people that took the placebos, right, a lot of them got hospitalized and died. And the people who took the pill, the actual pill, none of those died. I'm thinking like, but why would y'all give people a placebo and tell them this is a pill? And then let them die. Like, I didn't understand. Like, what the hell is this? Like, and they're just talking about like, this is just cool. And it's just like, this is great for science. I'm like, but you just sacrificed those people. Like, why was those people made your sacrificial lambs for what? Like, I didn't understand.
A placebo?
I don't understand. I don't get it. Like, I don't.
Placebo doesn't, it's a sugar pill, basically. You know, it's a pill that has nothing in it. Basically, as far as it won't do anything to you.
Yeah. They must have exposed the person who took the placebo to something else because the placebo doesn't do anything. It's like, just like you said, it's a sugar pill. So
they swapped the statistics that they got, the data, and they said basically those people on placebos, but actually it was the other pill. And
right.
They just switched the information because that doesn't make any sense if they gave them a placebo and
they
died.
Or they exposed them to something. you know, or expose them to the virus and put it, I don't know, put the virus out there in the air, I don't know. Or like you said, because you cannot.
But you know, they do that though, right? No, like, you know, you can sign up to, like, do those, you know, when they do those, like, experiments and stuff where they, you can pay $1,000, we're going to inject you with something, and then we're going to try to take it, fix you with something, and get $1,500, and we're going to try this, we're going to try this vaccine on you, and we're going to try this
state,
and that,
every
like,
state has something like
they
that.
They got that stuff, I don't know if I up for it. I wouldn't dare do it now. When I was young, I was like, oh, I can use some money. It's like, you know, they try all types of stuff. Sometimes they create, like, a fake trial, and they're like, all right, do a jury. And they do all types of, like, experimental things. And they just, you know, pay you a little $800, $500, $1,000, $300 for a day. And so the average person, that's a lot of money. And they're just trying all types of experimental
things. And it's
Nothing
that's... Yeah, it's okay to do some of those things, as long as it's not affecting you mentally or messing with your immune system. If it's something for, like, say, weight loss or something like that, okay, you want to do that, something for weight loss, maybe, you know what I'm saying? Do something like that, you need to feel you need to lose some weight or something, I don't know. But, yeah, but nothing else going to be mind-altering or immune system-altering. I would never do
that.
Now,
you know, you know they're probably just infecting people with COVID, saying, all right, we're going to try this new thing that we got. We're going to give you COVID, and then we're going to use this new thing, new pill or new whatever to try to see what happens. And you got to, you know, sign this contract stating that you can't sue us because you're volunteering. It's what's called being a volunteer. You're doing volunteer work, and you're getting paid, but you're going to sign this, you know, contract stating that you can't sue us. Because we can't guarantee what's going to happen. You're volunteer. You know what I mean? So that's how it goes. It's crazy. It's absolutely insane, man.
You're aware that it could cause death, or that you're going to have tremors in your body for the rest of your life, or you know, some type of ailment. There's a possibility, but trust me, it's safe. You'll be fine. You'll be monitored by health professionals and all this other crap. But we just need you to sign right here that you won't sue us, just in case. You never know. But it's totally safe. Totally safe.
Yeah, and that's how they are. And when they want you to sign on the dotted line, they be the sweetest, nicest person, smiling, happy-go-lucky. As soon as you sign, boom, and you see that other side, you know, that wicked smile, like, you know, we got you.
Exactly. Exactly. And they don't tell you what it is until you get there.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's how it works. They don't tell
nurse,
you
my arm is turning black. Nurse, my arm's turning black. I'll be with you in a minute, okay? I'm busy right now.
You see the whole change in attitude?
Hey, would y'all ever do that? The volunteer, you know, you're not going to know what it is until you get there. And you can make up to $1,500 per day, but you gotta wait till you get there to see what it is. Would you try it?
I would have to wait until to see what it is. No, that's suspect. Yeah, I don't think I would do that because they don't want you to know. Then why don't they want you to know up front? It gotta be something terrible. So no.
Yeah. And like Tay said, up to $1,600. So, you know, up to means it could be anything. It could be a buck. It could be, you know, $200 or the $1,600. So you won't know till after you finish.
Right.
And you're walking
out
with twitches. So do I get my
$1,600?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
We're only giving you $100.
You didn't do this. Or your urine was contaminated with marijuana or something. So now we can't see you.
Oh, man. I know this thing about the shut off, man. This is I needed some laughs. I was actually falling asleep at the beginning of the show. This conversation actually woke me up. This actually turned to a vaccine conversation. It was originally about the inmates and, you know, with the how they're, you know, slaving them and stuff, modern-day slavery. So Yeah, with that said, we're about to get out of here. This little, you know, this thing about to cut us off anyway, man. So, Suzette, I want to thank you for joining us. It's been a while since we got the kick here.
Happy
holidays. Always a pleasure. You always come
with
receipts. You know what I mean? You always come with receipts.
Excellent.
You know what I mean? You back up what you say with statistics and data. You know what I mean? So that's
thank
something
you.
That I definitely respect. You know what I mean? You always come in with the knowledge.
Yes,
so, you know, always looking forward to hearing what you got to say. And are you still doing
your
show?
Thank you.
Oh, we appreciate it. Are you still
I did
doing
a show
your,
today.
Go ahead and give a plug real quick.
On Tuesday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, that would be 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, welcome to Suzette Live, talking to who? Talking with you about the issues today, underground and what's going on. So come join me. Come join the conversation. Tuesday, Spreaker.com. Welcome to Suzette Live Talk.
Awesome.
Okay, check out Suzette. Yeah, we've been on there. We had a great time. You heard the conversation we just had. You know, that this type of stuff that Suzette talks about, and she brings data and she puts it together well. So
she's another real. She's real.
She's an ally. You know. And with that said, man, we got to get out of here. So this is It's Real Talk Radio, Tay Real, Bobby G, and Suzette is our guest for the night. And we out of here. We'll see y'all next time. Peace.
Peace.